There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the black market, and there's yet another loss to the underground world of drug and fake ID sales, as well as other things, hacking tools, weapons. A variety of interesting products were available for sale at first the Silk Road. Then, after Silk Road 1.0 was taken down, several other marketplaces sprung up, and then one of them was called Evolution. Now, Evolution didn't really take off until the takedown of the second Silk Road, at least from the numbers that I had seen. It had actually been doing very well when Silk Road 2.0 was around, but Silk Road 2.0 had beaten it out. And once Silk Road 2.0 was gone, then Evolution took the top spot from Agro Marketplace. Now, Agro Marketplace is supposedly still online. However, when I attempted to access it a moment ago, I was unable to do so, likely because they are getting slammed with customers as a result of Evolution going offline within the last 24 hours or so. We were talking about the escrow systems on these websites and how people have lost bitcoins by using the escrow systems, but more people have lost Bitcoin simply by using these black markets. And that's really what the issue is. I did finally find an article here that explains how multisig works on a different one of these various different drug underground marketplaces. I don't want to really read it here because it may be a little too technical, I think, for air. And
yeah, boring.
The attempted explanation was difficult enough when you were, Mark, just trying to explain how multisig worked in general. And I think that kind of made sense, like, you know, the sort of the two people at the bank vault turning keys at the same time. Sort of there's the digital equivalent of that with Bitcoins. Would that be a short way of explaining
it? I think that's a sufficient explanation of it for the air. I mean, I was sort of reading about the nuts and bolts of it myself during the break there. And, I mean, it's not very good talk radio to discuss, but it is. That's basically the idea of it, that it's like, hey, turn your key. Okay, I turn my key, and then you turn your key when you confirm the transaction, and the payment is not released until it's confirmed.
So, but the big loss that people have taken from these sites being taken down is the money that they have been in their just regular wallets, because in order to purchase products or services on these black market websites, the black market site requires you to have Bitcoin in their wallet system. So you get a Bitcoin address, and you can send Bitcoins to that address from anywhere on the internet.
You get a public key that you can fund Bitcoins into. You don't have the private key, so you don't actually control the spending of the Bitcoins.
Correct. I mean, you can control the spending through the site, but if the site goes down, your Bitcoins are gone.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened here with the Evolution site, is they just disappeared. And by all indication, it's not the government who took them down. So the story's from Wired.com. Andy Greenberg saying here that some believe the administrators of Evolution have run off with millions of dollars of its users' drug money. Over the past weekend, the massive anonymous market known as Evolution halted withdrawals of Bitcoin from its website, telling users it was dealing with technical difficulties. Then on Tuesday evening, both its market and user forum went offline, with no opportunity for drug buyers and sellers to pull out the funds that they had stored in their Evolution account. The result has been a wave of panic that's shaken the online black market economy as much as any of the law enforcement drug busts of the last 2 years. Late Tuesday, a Reddit user named NSW Great, who had earlier self-described as an Evolution drug dealer and public relations staffer, he or she had even hosted an Ask Me Anything session about the job days earlier, wrote a post to Reddit's Darknet Markets forum that claimed to confirm Evolution's administrators had, in fact, shut down the site's back end, too, and escaped with users' money. The NSW Great user described confronting the Evolution's two pseudonymous owners, Verto and Kimball, who he or she says then admitted they were closing the market and stealing the funds. Quote, I'm so sorry, but Virto and Kimball have effed us all. I have over $20,000 in escrow myself from sales. He wrote, or she, who knows. I'm sorry for everyone's losses. I'm gutted and speechless. I feel so betrayed. Now, of course, you're taking his word for it, right? And all of these people, you don't know who they actually are. Who's Virto and Kimball? No one knows, which is why it's so easy to just cut and run from these websites. And there are, of course, you know, in the black market, there can be situations where cutting and running is the best thing you can do to preserve your own freedom, right? Because if, let's say, law enforcement is on your tail and you catch wind through somebody that's, you know, let you know that there's an investigation being run, you shut down operations and you, you know, either lay low or get the hell out of town, or in this case, get out of the country if you're in the United States.
And well, and in these, in the cases of these marketplaces, you can be certain that there's some kind of investigation going on.
Constantly.
How close that investigation is getting to the actual people who run the market, that's another question. But they know that without any question that they, if they are the number one online drug marketplace, there's no question as to whether or not they are being investigated.
Right, and they can't stay on top forever. And, the, you know, just by nature of the black market, drug dealers come and they go, right? Like some of them stay around for longer than others. Some of them stop. They get out because they get busted. Others get out because the heat gets too high. And so who knows? Maybe this guy's BSing and he just wants to make himself look good because he's going to start up his own site after this. I mean, who knows what actually happened behind the scenes?
For all we know, he is this Virto and this other person.
Could very well have done this
and been like, well, now I'm going to set up this thing and blah, 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 blah.
I just so happened to copy the code from the site, guys. Here's my new site. I'm only charging 2%. Come on over. And then this process begins again. He, you know, runs a legitimate, what seems to be a legitimate site for a year or 6 months, gains people's trust, and then shuts that one down. So, I mean, I think that it's a bummer when this stuff happens for the people that have money that are sitting, that, you know, money sitting on the site. Because, again, if you want to buy things from the site, you have to have money in that wallet. And, you know, if that money sits there for any period of time, the longer it sits, something's going to happen, right? And so you sort of, this is the cost of doing business in the black marketplace. And when all things are considered, it's actually a pretty fair cost. I mean, if you look at it from the perspective of, okay, so you just lost some money. If you were at Evolution.
Right. I was going to ask this. What do you think? Is this a net, still a net positive in the world of black markets where people get shot and killed?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
As opposed to the ending scene of Scarface, this sounds like quite the bargain, right?
If you lost $50 or even if you lost $500, it's better.
$20,000 in the case of the seller, at least a hit squad didn't come in and
he's
pump
alive.
You full
right.
of holes while you say, hey, hello to my little friend.
And it's also, remember, these black markets, they're anonymous, so the buyers don't know who the sellers are and the sellers don't know who the buyers are. So therefore, these buyers, even if they've lost money, sitting in these wallets on the sites, at least you didn't buy drugs from some sort of informant. They can't inform on you because they don't know who you are. So there's almost a zero chance that whoever you're dealing with is anything but, you know, somebody who's a legit participant in that black market. I mean, yeah, there's some scammers. So you could get scammed by some of the participants on these marketplaces. But you'll never have a gun put to your head, and you'll never have handcuffs put on you unexpectedly, when the deal goes bad.
That you never will. I mean, it just happened to Ross Ulbricht, of course. But
well, he was the administrator. I meant as the buyer. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear. As just somebody going to buy some drugs, your risk is incredibly lower going to these underground marketplaces.
Right. Yeah. And I've told the story before that, you know, when I lived in New York, I had a buddy who was a Brooklyn Gang Unit cop, and him and his pals would they called it the overtime well, that when they found a drug dealer, rather than bust the drug dealer, they'd wait by the drug dealer's drug spot towards the end of their shift and just bust buyers so that they had a steady supply of overtime and that sort of thing. You can't do that with the online drug marketplaces.
So what they would do is that they'd let the dealer continue to sell, even though he's harming the community, is the idea, in order to be able to bust the buyers as they come in. You bust the buyer, then it takes 2 hours to do the paperwork, and they get another couple hours of overtime.
Overtime. They call it the overtime well.
And plus pat up the arrest records while you're at it, too. And
I'm not going to call that evil, but it's close.
Yeah, and if you're a corrupt cop like that, you might want to confiscate the drugs that those people have on them. Keep it for yourself.
Certainly. His wife was a pothead, and he'd bring home
here we go, honey.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So more here from the story. And if you want to share your thoughts here, whether or not you've had experience on these underground marketplaces, it's a fascinating concept, fascinating just continuing drama, you know, interesting things happening. This site being shut down, what's the real story? I don't know if we'll ever find out. But there's more to the story here from Wired.com in moments. And it seems like this coincided with the huge drop in Bitcoin price today as well. So this was a pretty important site to the Bitcoin marketplace, apparently. 855-450-FREE is the number. This is Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-453, 855-450-3733. We've been talking privacy to some extent in this conversation about Tor, the anonymizing system on the Internet, one of the few systems available, and in the context of talking about these black market sites that have been taken down, usually by governments, but sometimes by the operators themselves to essentially just milk all of their customers and vendors of all the bitcoins that they had sitting in their online wallets, which, by the way, is what happened after Silk Road 1.0. I don't know if you remember this, but when Silk Road 1.0 went down, there were like five new markets that sprung up into existence after that. And one of them was called Sheep Marketplace. Now, if you couldn't tell that one was going to go down beforehand, well, you know, you might have been the right target for that site. But what Sheep Marketplace did was they created a legitimate looking site that had all of the functionality of Silk Road 1.0, and they advertised, hey, you know, we're here, Silk Road users, come on over. And of course they did. Many of the same vendors came over from Silk Road, and the buyers came there as well. But again, there were other markets that were competing. And, you know, Sheep Marketplace ran with that for several months and then shut down. I don't even know if they made it several months. I'm not sure. It didn't seem like it was that long. But then they just shut down. They closed up shop. It wasn't the feds who took them down. They took their own site down so they could take a whole bunch of Bitcoin. So, you know, you've got to protect yourself online. And one of the things you can use for that purpose is ProXPN. It's a great way to encrypt your internet connection so your internet service provider doesn't know what you're doing anymore. They're not logging you anymore. They can't. They can't log what you're doing because you're encrypted. Plus, people that might have been sniffing your Wi-Fi packets, maybe when you're sitting at the coffee shop or at work on your Wi-Fi, you know, your Wi-Fi enabled device, your packets will then be encrypted by ProXPN. So, again, it's a great way to protect your privacy online, and you can do it for very affordable price. You get 50% off the price of their annual account by using our discount code FTL50 over at proxpn.com/FTL. That gets you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So just go, start with their app. You can download it for free. Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever you're using, you can probably get ProXPN for it. ProXPN.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to premium, use code FTL50 to get that discount 50% off, and that locks in for the lifetime of the account. So after a year's gone by, you're ready to re-up for another year, you get the same great deal. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Don't do this to us, Evo staff, please, another user pleaded in a response on Reddit. There's
the Internet, where there's nothing left to do except beg.
Yeah. So we're talking about these black market sites. Evolution went down within the last 24 hours or so after the administrators of the site suspiciously locked down withdrawals on the site. And one of the folks who was, I guess, an assistant administrator there is now claiming that he has personally seen the administrators of the site, Verto and Kimball, admitting that they were closing the market and running with the funds. If Evolution's owners, this from Wired.com, did in fact steal their users' funds stored on the site, a theory that's not still confirmed, or still not confirmed, it's not clear just how much they would have profited. But given the size of Evolution's market, with nearly 20,000 drug product listings, as well as thousands more items ranging from weapons to stolen credit cards, the sum could easily be millions or even tens of millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin.
Somebody's estimating $12 million here, you know.
Harrison, the FBI seized $3.6 million worth of Bitcoin from the original Silk Road at the time of its October 2013 takedown, when the site was still significantly smaller than Evolution. So this site had gotten very, very popular, and for good reason. The site was very, very well put together. One of the problems with the black market sites is that the searches, for instance, would search through the entire site. So whatever you would type in, they'd search. If you were looking for fake IDs, it would show you drug results if, you know, one of the words was the same in the description. Evolution would allow you, kind of like eBay or Amazon, to actually search in a category and a subcategory. And it was fairly fast as well. So the response of Evolution, when you're on Tor, a lot of sites are slow because it's an anonymizing system and there's a certain number of hops that all the data is going through before it gets to your computer. Things can be slow on Tor.
Yeah, I never actually bought anything from Silk Road, but I did like visit it and sort of explore it a little bit. And yeah, sometimes just, you know, you click on something and the page fails to load and then you have F5 the page and, you know, it's a big pain in the neck. But apparently these people managed to keep their thing working pretty smoothly.
Yep. So and also they charged lower amounts to their vendors. So there was a real reason for buyers and sellers to shop there. If the vendors were paying less to list their items, then that price usually got, the savings usually got passed along to the customer. And so, you know, given one market versus another with the same vendor doing business on multiple markets, then, you know, buyers are going to go where the products are the cheapest. And that was Evolution, at least, that I'd seen. Again, I did also create accounts on some of these sites to kind of poke around and see what was going on there. And I know people who have used them successfully, various different ones. For other dark web markets, technical glitches and long downtime would be routine rather than a sign of a major scam. But since it first appeared online just over a year ago, Evolution had developed a reputation for professionalism and reliability. According to the site Darknet Stats, the site had a 97% uptime rate, which, by the way, I'd never heard of Darknet Stats till today. Their website is dnstats.net. They actually monitor all these different Darknet sites to let you know if they're actually online or not and, you know, how often they are online and that kind of thing, whether they have different levels of security. So 97% uptime rate, far higher than competing markets like Agora or the now defunct Silk Road 2. The site gained users' trust by offering a feature known as multi-signature transactions, designed to prevent exactly the sort of Bitcoin theft its administrators are now accused of.
Hmm.
That system would require at least 2 out of 3 parties in a transaction, the buyer, the seller, and Evolution's administrators, to sign off on a deal. But due to its complexity, buyers rarely use the feature. That relative sophistication, along with the seizure of several smaller competitors in a string of law enforcement busts late last year, contributed to Evolution's rising position over the last year as the go-to online black market. But Evolution also distinguished itself from other markets by its far looser sense of morality. While other websites followed the original Silk Road ethos of selling only victimless contraband, Evolution also trafficked in stolen identity information. Mm. Its founder, known as...
That's bothered me, the idea that these stolen credit cards could be available there. The question is, are people actually harmed, right? So if I take your credit card and I successfully use it, the chances of you being harmed are very slim, but
it's still fraud. I mean,
multinational bank is going to be defrauded.
You're still harming the vendor, for instance.
And you are harming the user at the same time. I mean, identity theft is a huge problem. It causes people a tremendous amount of
credit damage,
trying to repair this stuff. A lot of people...
There's a lot of time.
Yeah, if you are not necessarily the most careful person about watching over your finances, you might end up paying for some charge. You know, of course, if somebody gets a stolen credit card number, they'll run it up to the point that you'll usually notice it. But I imagine that there are some people who, could use somebody's credit card number to buy something, and they just end up paying the bill.
There's more on the way here in moments. More about the Evolution market's rise to the top. 855-450-FREE and their disappearance. 855-450-3733. Your comments welcome.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
We've got a detailed discussion here that's been going on of the takedown of the most recent, most popular black marketplace online. The Evolution Market is now gone. Of course, the black markets are still alive and well. There are many, many more that are out there. There's probably more than a dozen that are active, according to Darknet Stats, dnstats.net, listing what does appear to be, several of them are still online. So the black market's not going away, and users, while many of them are hurt, because they've been taken advantage of, they've been robbed, essentially. So by all indicators, it's likely that the administrators of this website, Evolution, took the money and they ran. We'll talk more about them here in moments, the site itself, and why it rose to the top, what made it different.
If you want more freedom in your life, check out this project. It's called Fort Galt, and it's at fortgalt.com. What they're doing is they're building this kind of condo building at a ski resort or that sort of thing. It's, you know, like the building you'd have at a ski resort instead of, say, a vast valley of sprawling estates or something like that. They're doing it in southern Chile, and they're making really small spaces, you know, for people to purchase and have kind of an area outside of the North America if they want, for whatever reason, to leave the country. Maybe as a vacation, as a bug out space. or to live there. Whatever it is, you can do that. Also, if when you're not using your room, you can rent it out as a hotel room. They'll be doing that too. So I think it's a really interesting project, and you can check them out at FortGault.com. These accommodations are going to be affordable, and they're only going to be available to about 100 people. So you don't want to wait until the whole place is full. You want to, you know, get your choice now. FortGault.com. Go check it out. And let's not forget that it's summer in Chile when it's winter in the United States. So there you go. And so Canada.
We're discussing evolution market. It was the top of the drug market. So it's interesting. I'm actually looking on the Darknet stats website, and it actually doesn't show on this site, or maybe it's not on the right page. It doesn't show how many listings these sites currently have. That's how evolution was listed previously as the number one market. They log into all of
the
sites.
Listings.
Yeah, and they get which one's got the most listings. That's the most popular market. So back to the story here from Wired.com, evolution's disappearance. Talking about the founder of the site, Verto, who had previously run a site known as the Tor Carter Forum, another invite-only dark website devoted exclusively to credit card fraud. Given that criminal mindset, it may be no surprise that the site's owners might have eventually become willing to steal from their own users as well.
Yeah, I hate to tell you folks at home that if you gave your bitcoins to guys who sold stolen credit card numbers, you're a moron and you got what you deserved.
Well, I mean, it's like I said, it's one of the costs of doing business, I think, is that at any time these sites can go down for any reason, whether it's the person cutting and running with the cash or whether it's the feds coming in with a raid. You know, the longer you use these websites and the longer you have money in the site itself, then the more likely you are to get taken.
And there's a certain amount of risk that comes with no matter where you are. Don't get me wrong, but I'm telling you right now that if the guy's in the business of selling stolen credit card numbers, that you don't let him hold on to your Bitcoin, stupid.
As one user wrote on Reddit's Darknet Market Forum, quote, "I'm really surprised Evo went out like this, but I mean, from former carters and fraudsters, would you expect anything less?" Unquote.
He's really surprised that the guys who sold stolen credit card numbers went out like this. That's like being like, I'm really surprised that the government would spy on us after promising to be the most transparent administration in history.
Others pointed out that competing black markets like Agora, which briefly held the top spot as the most popular dark web market before evolution, will likely absorb the refugees from evolution's vanished market. But even so, the evolution staffer's theft of millions of dollars from their users, if it's confirmed, would put a temporary but serious dent in the Internet's underground drug economy. Quote, one user on Reddit writes, "I'm guessing evolution's owners have new identities and a nice remote beachside mansion all lined up. Probably there already. Damn.
Down there at Fort Galt living it up."
Sounds like a movie, except real people lost real money. So there you go.
I'd be interesting to see, and I wish Mr. Greenberg had checked. I mean, if we've got the public key for where you're putting your bitcoins for them to hold them, then we should be able to see if the bitcoins are transferred to other wallets.
Yeah, that you can do. I mean, that's one of the things that's happened when some sites in the past have been taken down is, you know, sort of Bitcoin forensic analysts have jumped in to try to, trace where these bitcoins went to and to which wallet they ended up in, and then, you know, watch that wallet essentially. Oh, this wallet's got 30,000 bitcoins in it. Let's keep an eye on it and see what happens with those bitcoins. Will the person, you know, mess up and buy something in the legitimate market from that wallet, making it maybe possible to trace who that person is?
Well, and what's important to point out here is this wouldn't be the first time that a hit's been put out on somebody because of Bitcoin. They have this assassination marketplace or whatever.
It's another Tor site.
Yeah, another Tor site out there that, you know, you can sell drugs anonymously on the Internet. You could also buy hits anonymously on the Internet. And
I haven't heard of any of these things actually like coming to fruition. I've seen the anonymous. They had Ben Bernanke up there, and I thought that was great. And then Janet Yellen came in, and there's a hit out on Janet Yellen. But, you know, do we hear about people actually collecting the bounties on these things? And I don't believe that I've heard that headline yet.
No, not.
Well, the bounties. You know, obviously they grow. People put. You know, they pool their money, and the idea is if a person can pick the day that this individual dies,
they get a payout.
It's like a Deadpool,
right.
And the only person that really can pick somebody's day that they're murdered is the person who's going to murder them. And so that's kind of
interesting. Oh, wait. So if you predict the day of their death, then you
get the cash.
Get the money.
You get the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So that's interesting.
It's an anonymous Deadpool, essentially, is what it is.
Hmm. So, we haven't seen anybody go down yet, but at the same time, a lot of these are just kind of, don't you think it, I wouldn't take it, if I were Ben Bernanke, I wouldn't take it as a joke, but, I mean, I guess I just don't take it seriously that somebody's actually going to assassinate Ben Bernanke.
Well, I take it deadly seriously. I would like for the Fed chair to have some concern for their safety. Let me just put it that way.
However, pull up assassination markets and see who's on the current list, because I think it's probably been about a year or so since we've talked about that here on Free Talk Live. We'll do that here in a moment. You're welcome to share your thoughts on the takedown of Evolution Markets and the black markets online in general. I still think they're heroic efforts. I realize some of them are going to turn out to be scams. Agro marketplaces been going strong for quite a long time, and of course they use the word agro, which suggests that there are probably libertarians who are behind that that particular website. I mean, we know Ross Ulbricht certainly was the operator of the Silk Road. I suspect the same thing's true of whoever it is that's behind Agro Marketplace. Share your thoughts here with us, and I'll see if I can get on Agro and verify that it's actually up and running here tonight, because I imagine they're swamped. If there are servers online at all, it's probably getting hit pretty heavily with users jonesing for their next hit. So let's go to Fred in Ohio first, though. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yo, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Cool. Okay, so first I'm going to harken back to the past couple days with the robot stuff you guys are talking about.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen this page? I actually heard about it from Tom Wood's show. It's called Robots for a $15 Minimum Wage.
I have not.
No, this sounds like a joke.
I know, it does, doesn't it? I think it is. All their posts, they seem like liberal, Democrat, kind of like dead serious. So it's hard to tell. I mean, it's really ironic.
I actually have a couple of spoof sites on the internet, right, where I speak as though I am the opposition, and there are some people.
Stopfreaking.info.
Stopfreaking.info, AntonioBueller.org. There's a couple of them, and so there are people who are frequently confused as to whether or not the site is serious or not, because I do sort of put things in similar terms to the way these people often talk. I just sort of blow it out of proportion. Well, I think it's similar.
Robots for the $15 minimum wage seems obvious. It's obvious. Satire. Yeah. Hang on. We'll bring it back. Talk more about it here in a moment. Fred, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all of his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Stadtmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Ryland, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to bring in whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. We've been talking a lot about online black marketplaces, and there's a little bit more to say about that. I actually was able to get to the Agora marketplace. So they still are online and likely are currently the world's number one market now that Evolution has been taken offline. If you've always wanted to check one of these places out, I'll give you the link on our social bookmarking here, Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter. You can follow us in whatever way is best for you. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to hook up with us on your favorite social bookmarking website. That's news.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Fred, listening in Ohio. So, Fred, you were saying Tom Woods had linked to some sort of a website that was something about robots for the minimum wage or robots to increase the minimum wage for $15 to $15. Is that right?
Yeah, that was actually just like a Facebook community, I think is how what it would be referred to.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a joke, and the reason why is because, well, the idea is that, well, as the minimum wage goes up, that more automation and more robot technology will replace jobs, so that would be the joke there, like the robots want that to happen.
No, yeah, I understand that, and I'm sure, I know Tom Woods understood that as well, but I don't know if they actually do, which is kind of hilarious.
Well, lefties would want the minimum wage to go up so it can help people, not robots,
right.
So it doesn't seem like
saying,
a lefty site.
On the website, they're saying, like, you know, raise the wage for our human brethren, we need a living wage and all this stuff, and they're, like, part of SEIU, supporting all that stuff. So I was kind of, I mean, it's hard to understand whether they're serious or not.
Well, they're obvious. Why do you mean it's hard to tell if they're serious? It's robots for a $15 an hour minimum wage. It's obviously, you're actually having trouble telling it's trouble if this is a joke.
It's hard to tell.
Now that you say that.
I assumed it was. I mean, but when you go...
Because I'm sure that Tom Woods is tweeting out all sorts of pro-minimum wage propaganda.
No, I think he just found it as hilarious as I did. But I had one more thing to say here before I go. So I was just kind of musing over dinner about this idea I had for, like, Robin Hooding,
Robin Hooding is putting change in expired meters to save people from getting parking tickets, preferably right before the meter maid reaches the expired meter. That goes on here and there in Keene, New Hampshire, where we are. Just wanted to explain what Robin Hooding was. Go ahead with your idea.
Yeah, thank you. So I had kind of an idea for the same thing, but on more of a massive scale and more of like a business service or something like that, like say through an app or something like that. So you kind of you get people to sign up for it, and you'll provide them with the service. So the app would I could go into the detail, but that's not what's important here. Is you'd have we'd kind of we would help people who weren't signed up for our service as well, and we'd kind of give them a quote unquote ticket, but it would actually just be a little advertisement for our service. So say, hey, you would have gotten this ticket, but we're providing a service for you. And kind of to build a bigger thing of that, because I only know of that happening in Keene, New Hampshire, and I know that there's lots of people all over the place who would be interested in that for a multitude of reasons, whether or not they're just selfishly wanting to not pay parking tickets or whether or not that's selfish is up for debate.
So,
but,
the reason why it happened the way it did in Keene, New Hampshire, is because we have activists who've moved here from all around the country, liberty-minded people, whether they move for the Free State Project or Shire Society, people are coming to New Hampshire. And that's why we have the activist resources, the human resources on the ground to be able to actually staff fairly often, like on an almost daily basis, at its peak. It's not at its peak anymore, but when it was at its peak, it was 6 days a week, several hours per day. We had Robin Hooders out on the streets. Now, mostly, it was being funded by people who really appreciated what was going on with Robin Hooding, essentially a self-funded operation. And if you could find a way to generate revenue on a more consistent basis by having people subscribe via an app, I think that would be great. But then again, you'd also have to guarantee people, I think, that they would get saved right at that point. And if not, then you'd then pay their ticket for them, that kind of thing. I think it's an interesting idea. Obviously, it requires customers to have an app, which, I don't know how that – I guess you'd probably, GPS that you're parked in a certain location, and then the Robin Hooder would sort of know who's parked where, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and you could say, I put 2 hours in this meter, and I'll check in right now, and I'll check back in. And if I don't check back in within, say, an hour, it would pop up on, our admin app saying, this turns into a yellow light. You have an hour to make sure this car doesn't get a ticket, and say, once it gets down to 20 minutes or 15 minutes, it's red or – something like that. I mean, I had the idea when I was pitching it to my girlfriend, actually, of it being a donation activist kind of thing, but she was kind of giving me a reality check and saying, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it sounds like an awful lot of effort to go into and an awful lot of programming and capital investment in order to do something that would probably never get you any return on your investment.
May not
especially
get
in a place
ground.
Like Keene, where we're putting in nickels to avoid $5 tickets. It's like a lot of
effort. You're asking a lot of the customer, essentially, to download the app, to use the app, to remember to pull out the app when they drop a quarter in a meter or whatever.
Plus, I don't want people to actually believe that they are going to get saved by the Robin Hooders. I think that becomes counterproductive. Because at that point, there's plenty of people that are like, I guess I don't pay for parking meters no more here in Keene.
Well, I guess that would be the idea behind the program, right? To actually make it so profitable to stop people from having to pay for... Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying.
I mean,
you could even...
I run a podcast where we ask people to send money if they like it, and far fewer than, 5%? Maybe 1% do that?
Are we talking about 1% of the online listenership?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to run a business.
More like 10, probably 5 to 10% of the online listenership. But as far as our radio listeners and other people listening on satellite, they're not doing that.
Yeah,
that's probably less than 1%.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you precisely, but I don't want those kind of. I don't want to try to replicate those kind of numbers in a real brick and mortar business where there's overhead.
But at the same time, I don't want to talk you out of it. I mean, if you've got a bunch of money to burn developing a cool Robin Hooding app and you want to start up a business that would somehow do the things you're suggesting, then I say go for it. Unfortunately, in the activist world, we don't have a bunch of money to burn on things like that. So, I mean, we're fairly low budget on much everything.
Check out Kick, Sidekick, spelled K-I-K, not K-I-C-K.
What is that?
It is an app where it's in development. But, you know, if he wants to get in a development team, I'm sure they'll help him out. It's an app where you pull it out, you touch the button, it begins recording. And besides that, and, you know, uploading that to a secure server, that kind of thing. But besides that, it also lets a bunch of lawyers in the area. Yeah. The lawyers know in the area that, hey, there's a situation. And the first one that jumps on then, you know, can interact with the police and you don't have to speak to them. And that's a pretty nice thing.
You know what?
Also, you should check out Peacekeeper. It's another app where it's an emergency situation.
You push the
button, and your network gets to find out there's some kind of emergency at your house.
Right. The idea at first was, you know, some sort of altruistic thing. But, of course, yeah, like Chris was saying, it's kind of out of the question if you think, like, I don't have lots of money to put down towards this. But, you know, it was just an idea, and I thought I'd pitch it to you guys.
Here's what you might want to look into. I mean, Mark, those were good suggestions, but actually in his sort of area of interest, there's a guy who actually came to Keene about a year back. His name is Dennis, and I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name, but he is he's the creator of an app called Meter Aid, MeterAid, Meter Aid. It is actually an app about that is supposed to help people kind of track their meter use and in theory could also track the locations of the parking enforcers and things like that. So there actually is a parking related app that is made by a good guy, from what I can tell, somebody who actually supports the Robin Hooders. So maybe he's actually already doing some of the things you're talking about. That I think would be the most useful thing for you to look into, Fred. It's Meter Aid, so check them out.
Sweet. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
Like Mark was saying, quarter to save a $5 ticket. I don't know. I don't live in Keene, New Hampshire, but we sure get higher than $5 tickets for
everybody else
parking
does,
violations. Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, Fred. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, speaking of the parking rates here in Keene, the $5 ticket, there was a proposal on the table in 2014 by one of the city councilors to double the rate to $10. There was a fair amount of pushback from people in the community on that. There was actually activists who went around and got signatures from people, both business owners on Main Street. There was one petition for the business owners and another one for just average folks. And so there were 30-plus business owners who signed saying, do not raise these rates. It's already hurting our business as is. We don't need these rates to be raised. And then hundreds of people signed the average folks petition. And that seems to have been taken off the table. The city council never came back with the firm proposal.
I think that's, that's where they should actually look to make the parking better here in Keene. Is the fact is that property taxes are being used to subsidize parking, and that's wrong. If you want to park somewhere and charge people for it, that the cost of people parking should support that.
Toll free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming, but is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Spend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy
close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.